A three-vehicle collision that occurred on Sunday afternoon has resulted in numerous charges for Matthew Hermes, including weapons and drug offenses. A news release issued today by the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service states that following the McNabb Street crash, two people, including the accused, were transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigating officers found the 35-year-old to be in possession of narcotics suspected to be methamphetamine, fentanyl and cocaine. The vehicle driven by Hermes at the time of the collision had also been reported stolen, police say. Full text of the release follows. On September 27, 2021, officers with patrol services charged 35-year-old Matthew Hermes with dangerous driving causing bodily harm. On September 26, 2021 around 12:11 p.m., officers responded to reports of three-vehicle collision on McNabb Street. As a result of the collision, the accused, who had been driving an orange SUV, was taken to hospital with serious non-life-threatening injuries, and a woman who was driving a Ford SUV was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. As officers investigated the collision, they discovered the orange SUV, driven by the accused, had been stolen and prior to the collision had been driving erratically in the area. Officers attended hospital to continue the investigation and found the accused to be in possession of brass knuckles, 61.67 grams of suspected methamphetamine, 6.76 grams of suspected fentanyl and 3.73 grams of suspected cocaine. The estimated street value of the narcotics seized is $9,920. Officers developed grounds to believe the accused's ability to operate a motor vehicle was impaired by drug. When requested to provide a drug recognition evaluation, the accused refused. Further investigation determined the accused was wanted for failing to attend court and as a suspended driver. He was arrested and charged with the following: dangerous operation causing bodily harm, impaired operation causing bodily harm, theft of a motor vehicle, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, carrying a concealed weapon, unauthorized possession of a prohibited weapon in a motor vehicle, possession of a prohibited weapon contrary to a prohibition order, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking X3, breach of recognizance, failure to appear for court, driving while suspended. He was held for bail court and remanded into custody. He is scheduled to appear in court on September 29, 2021.